It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning calling signal, takes the snap, looks up, pops it up, first is wide open, touchdown Giants! And the left corner of the end zone!
Touchdown!
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I don't know it. And sometimes these YouTube beats come in and they're like, they got like a film over them. They're like cloudy. What's this?
Well, MC Hammer pumps in a bump.
Oh, MC Hammer. Why? Oakland? Bro, we're going to go Oakland for the Oakland A's. I need Too Short. I need Mac Dre. I need, am I blanking on my boy's name? E-40. Who else is from the Bay? LaRussell. Who else is from the Bay? I'm blanking on rappers from the Bay.
Master P as well, which is why I played it earlier.
Oh, you played Tupac?
And I played Tupac. I played Master P, make him say.
You think the Bay gonna let you disrespect Pac? All right. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Hip-hop. If you didn't hear my little week three rap on the block where I picked the picks, I picked the Giants to lose... Just Browns money line. Actually, let's go through all my picks now and get it out of the way. It's the last hour of the show. So give me the Cleveland Browns to win at home with that stupid elf on the middle of their field and that overpaid quarterback that always has some alleged sexual assault charges. I'll take the Browns to win that game against the Giants. I just don't think that they're going to match up well against the Browns defense. And I do think that now in week three, Deshaun Watson has knocked off some rust like Aaron Rodgers. And when you look at the weapons that he has, I just think Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy, Jerome Ford, Dante Foreman. Like, I just think they have more options to move the ball downfield and get points. They definitely have a healthy kicker. The Chicago Bears take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts need to win at home, and the Bears need to just win. But all this hype around Anthony Richardson, the guy's got like 19 starts since he was in high school. I still don't necessarily see it. I know he launched a 65-yard pass after slipping off his back. Like, he's got that, like, the athletic ability. But, like, this guy, like, he should be like Cam Newton with his build and his skill set. But, like, I don't think he has it there yet. I think he's a project. I think he's still a year or two away. But I'm going to take the Colts to find a way to win this one. Just Colts money line. The Houston Texans at the Minnesota Vikings, like, that... That's a potential Super Bowl matchup. Let me stop. Like, we don't know if the Vikings are that good. But that game's got some juice, man. That game's got some juice. CJ Stroud going to that football palace. The Minnesota Vikings, I don't care what you say about them. I was trying to put respect on their name before the Giants game. I did so after the Giants game. I remember coming on and I was saying everything can be said or everything that can be said about the Giants has already been said. Let me lean into the Minnesota Vikings. And I started hitting you guys with different players on their team. I remember talking about Van Ginkle. I remember talking about the coaches on that team. I think the Texans go in there and beat them, though. I think they get their first loss against that cohesive D'Amico Ryans defense and CJ Stroud. He's going to know what to do. The Philadelphia Eagles at the New Orleans Saints. The Eagles are frauds. Jalen Hurts is a turnover machine. Nick Sirianni, he's probably on his way out. They got a lot of young DBs in that secondary with the Eagles. And if you've been watching what Derek Carr has been able to do throwing the ball, yeah, better have those two high safeties, Mel Kiper. Rashid Shaheed runs by everybody. That's another thing with the Mel Kiper stuff. What are you talking about, bro? We are watching the NFL where there's Xavier Worthy, where there's Tyreek Hill, where there's guys like Rashid Shaheed that can just literally green 18, set hut, in 3 seconds, be running past the secondary. They have to have two safeties. They have to be able to play cover too. I don't know what Mel Kiper was on. He's trying to take us back to the 70s. I'm taking the Saints to win that game at home. They rolled Carolina. they punched Dallas in the face. They might not score as many points, like 90 points in the first 2 weeks, but I just think that they'll be able to score on the Eagles. I think that the Eagles are fraudulent, and no A.J. Brown, or maybe A.J. Brown, regardless. Jalen Hurts will turn over the ball. They better get Saquon going, but I still think the Saints will win. I'll take the Saints' money line. The Denver Broncos at Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think it's a lock that the Buccaneers win that game. They're a 7-point favorite, and yeah, Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I just don't think Bo Nix and Sean Payton are ready to do anything this year with that team. The Green Bay Packers versus the Tennessee Titans. Oh, I love the quote from Malik Willis. Yeah, I was mixing up Will Levis and Malik Willis's names in my head. You know, they basically asked that young man if he's got like a grudge or anything to prove, and he's like, "Nah, I'm good. Like, pretty sure I got paid. They gave me the opportunity. They brought me into this league. Like, no." They were trying to get him to have some bulletin board material or, like, try and make it a revenge game for Malik Willis, who got traded from the Titans just a few weeks ago to the Packers, and he didn't take the bait. I love that. He basically said, "I'm rich. I'm not petty. I'm happy to go back and just, you know, play football. I'm happy in the situation I'm in, and I'm happy that they drafted me and brought me into the league." So the Titans, I don't know. I just don't trust them. With Callahan and Will Levis, I think that's not a good relationship. They should bring Ryan Tannehill back. I think the Packers go in there and run the ball. I think the Packers go in there and protect the ball, play good defense, and they win. And if you take the Packers money line, they're plus 120. I think that's a bet that you could even tease up and get more money there. Moving on here, the LA Chargers at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are 2-0. The Steelers fans are going to be out waving those terrible towels. And there's some concern around Justin Herbert and his health this week. You take the Steelers in that one at home. Money line. The Carolina Panthers and the Red Rifle. Andy Dalton is not going to change the fortunes of the Carolina Panthers. The Raiders are coming off a big win. Going back to Allegiant Stadium, I think that they're going to roll. Give me the Raiders versus the Panthers, and I'll take a money line, but I definitely think they could cover that 6.5. The Miami Dolphins versus the Seattle Seahawks. Like, are we really about to do the Skylar Thompson thing? I guess. Snoop Huntley. That's another thing. When did Tyler Huntley become Snoop Huntley all of a sudden? I saw all the news alerts, Snoop Huntley. His PR team must have said, call him Snoop. Call him Snoop. I don't think it's long before we see him get in the game. But going out there to Lumen Field and facing the 12th man and the Seattle Seahawks with Geno, with DK Metcalf, with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, with Zach Charbonnet. Is Kenneth Walker back? That defense. Yeah, I'm taking the Seahawks at home to win that one straight up. The Detroit Lions at the Arizona Cardinals. Now, that game has some juice as well. The Cardinals at home got something to prove, but I don't think that they're actually on the level yet where the Lions can't go in there and beat them. I think the Lions are licking their wounds a little bit, dropping the game last week to the Buccaneers. I think that they'll be on one, and I think that the Arizona Cardinals, like, Kyler's going to run around, but Aiden Hutchinson is going to be there, and I don't know if Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be able to do it twice. It's a good number there. If you take the Cardinals, they're plus 126 at home. But I like the Lions to go get a victory on the road. The Baltimore Ravens at the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are frauds. They got to figure some stuff out, though. I really don't like their run defense. I really don't like I don't know. They got to figure some stuff out on offense, too. They don't have a run game. And I just think that Lamar Jackson is going to be so desperate to go in there and get a win and not start off 0-3. And I think the Cowboys will find a way, either Dak turning the ball over. Or, you know, I think there's enough film out there. I'm taking the Ravens. I'm sorry. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I want them to win. I just don't believe in them. I got to take the Ravens money line in that one. I just think that the more desperate team is the Ravens. I think the Cowboys are too comfortable. They got back-to-back weeks at home. That first win of the season, everybody said they're the greatest. And I don't know. I don't see it, man. I think the Ravens, they find a way. I think they find a way in Jerry World. And I know their fans travel well. And it being week three, those tickets were already punched. I think they're going to have a good presence in AT&T Stadium. The 49ers versus the Los Angeles Rams. I already told you that the Rams are cooked. And the 49ers are going to be pissed off because they dropped the game last week. Debo's hurt, whatever. I think that they got enough to go and beat the Rams. The Chiefs and Falcons, Jonathan in Los Angeles, a Falcons fan, asking about this Falcons game. I think the Chiefs go right into the dome down there in the A. I saw they're doing like a honoring for Arthur Blank, where they're giving out free chips, hot dog, soda. Well, I remember going down there. You can go in there with $20 and eat good. Like the food is not expensive. Like their food items are single digit prices, which I don't think there's really any other stadiums in anywhere. Granted, I went there in 2018. Like I just remember seeing like $8, $6, $7 for some food items in Atlanta, which is crazy. Chiefs money line, the Jaguars and Buffalo Bills. Yeah, in my rap, I said, man, just take the player, the team with the better player under center. Josh Allen is going to continue to roll. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. You got to take the money line, or you could take them to cover. I just don't think the Jaguars are on that level. They got to go to Orchard Park. That's a long way from Duval. The Washington Commanders are not good, in my opinion. I don't think that they beat Joe Burrow and the Bengals, who dropped their first game at home. Ja'Marr Chase is pissed. He's talking, and they're supposed to be getting T. Higgins back. I take the Bengals. It's a Monday night game. They're going to be fired up. I'll take the Bengals in that one money line. I think in my rap, I said I take them to win by three. I don't know if they're going to put up the numbers to really cover that 7.5, an 8-point spread. Maybe. I would just take a money line. And there's my picks. All of those picks together are plus $86,149. $5 on all of those picks in a 15-leg parlay would cash $4,307. Zero chance that happens. You shouldn't bet it. You shouldn't bet at all. Betting is a quick way to lose money. Don't bet over your head. Bet responsibly. Delete the app. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to these calls before I get out of here. Ricardo in Long Branch, thanks for holding. You got it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Keith?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Fantastic. Awesome. I was literally just typing out the picks that you just put out there because I want to do it. I'm gonna do it. $5 parlay.
Don't blame me when none of them hit.
I really don't care. I think I have $1,000 in my thing that I'm playing with, which is I had a $10 bet last week, and I was awesome. Just like, oh.
I don't think I ever have $1,000 in the account.
Oh, yeah, and I won once last year, and I've not put any money in there, and I will not do that again because I'm not a good gambler that way.
Good. Put $1 on my picks. Only $1.
All right. I'll do that. I'll call you, and I'll say I may have to send you a gift if I do get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, great. I turned on the radio today, and I'm driving in Long Branch, and I heard you talk to somebody going off about the Jets and about Robert Saleh in particular. And your response was just fantastic. It was just so thoughtful. I mean, you're a very thoughtful person. I'm not just saying that. I think you are in every facet. I've heard you talk about the Yankees. I know you're a Yankee fan and stuff. But, I mean, I just feel as though nobody, and a lot of people talk badly about Robert Saleh in just, I mean, even Jets fans, they don't support him. Even last year, the only thing that kept him relevant was the defense, even though he's not the defensive coach. He's the coach of the entire team. And I feel as though people are not supporting him enough. They talk really badly about him.
Yeah.
And they act as though
he's an easy target. He's an easy target. And I didn't choose to pile on today. I don't care about the little exchange on the sidelines. And like I said, let the guy have some fun. Let the guy celebrate. He's been waiting for this. He hasn't had a good quarterback
in
the whole time that he's been the head coach. Imagine you get a dream job, and there's all these landmines in the way in your dream job, and finally you just see a clear path to victory. Let the guy celebrate. Let the guy be happy.
Yeah, you know, and one other thing that they didn't talk about in the media is that I watched that game last night, and I saw that reaction. I noticed that they did it in slow-mo, and I was like, why are they showing that at this juncture when they came back from commercial? But one thing that Saleh did, which I really appreciate, and not like I know him, I don't know him at all, is I noticed as well that Braylon Henry or Braylon, that other running back.
Braylon Allen looking like a young Derrick Henry, yeah.
Oh, my God. He flipped and fell and didn't pick up the first down in the game at one point. He came to the sideline, and he was not happy. He shook his head. And Robert Saleh went over to him, and I comforted him and touched him on his back to say, don't worry about it. You're doing well.
He's a kid. Braylon Allen's a 20-year-old kid. Rob Saleh's got 7 kids. He knows.
Yeah, and I was like, how come the media, no one talked about that? So I think that, you know,
that
what I love about
sell.
Aaron Boone is that they were talking about Verdugo, so the reason why they're playing so well sometimes and they gel so well is because they have a coach, a manager, a leader. He's not playing on the field, but they understand him. He understands them. He seems tough. He seems like a tougher guy, but he actually really understands how to treat them and pull them together. And I feel as though one thing that I know why the defense is also, I think the defense is amazing. They're the reason why we won last week, and they kept it to 3 points this week in the Jets. And I think that we should just credit that by saying, finally, the offense is rolling, and the defense is also rolling. Together, they look like more like an oiled machine, and that's important. And
thanks for the call, Ricardo. The Jets, yes, have a complete team, it seems. Now, we'll see when they face other complete teams. We'll see what happens when they face other teams that are either in their weight class or above, like the 49ers were. But they handled business last night, and it's fun to be a Jets fan in that building or at home, the only game on, and not be disappointed. I thought it was a little fishy line. I'm like, I don't know. They could 7 points. They could have a letdown. No, there wasn't a letdown. No, Aaron Rodgers went out there and was in complete control. The Jets defense was in complete control. That's fun, right? It's sports. It's entertainment. Like I said, you know, the Rob Saleh comforting Braylon Allen. That's not gonna sell. If it bleeds, it leads, right? They want to see the turmoil. They want to create a story. Is Robert Saleh's relationship with Aaron Rodgers not good? No, I think their relationship is great because Aaron Rodgers probably had the power to get him up out of there and said, no, run it back. Same guys. In East Rockaway, Lewis, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm doing well. Thank you.
What you got?
I just want to make a couple quick points, and then I'll get your thoughts, and you let me know what you think, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Start off, I am a Dolphin fan, so my season's over. But that being said, as a Dolphin fan, it might be sacrilegious to say this, I'm actually excited to watch the Jets this year. I'm excited for the Jets fans. They have every right in the world to be excited for what they're doing. Aaron Rodgers looks fantastic. The defense looks good. First 2 weeks, a little shaky, but they're starting to do well. That being said, they have what looks like a tough schedule this October. It is not out of the question, in my opinion, for them to go 1-4. They got 5 games in October. They got to play the Minnesota Vikings with Sam Darnold version 2.0. Okay? Then they got to go on and face the Bills mm-hmm. and the Steelers. The defense looks great. And then the Pats, who, you know, they should destroy. And then the Texans. That offense is juiced, man. So I don't know. I think the Jet fans, like I said, they have every right to be excited. But don't count the chickens too early.
Thanks for the call, Lewis. Again, we have another caller weighing in that's not a Jets fan. Like earlier, we had a Giants fan that was saying, well, I don't know. Now you get a Dolphins fan saying, well, look at October. And I'm going to tell you again, don't get ahead of yourself. Much will look different for the Buffalo Bills, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Houston Texans by October as well. We don't know.
Honestly, a lot of jealousy
from
Giants fans, from NFL fans, because they're not used to the success. Then this isn't even success.
But how can you hate on the team that's been terrible?
We won 2 games. It's not even a success yet. It's 2 damn games.
They don't want to see you have anything. They don't want to see you have anything at all. That's crazy. Giants fans, Dolphins fans, like, yeah, well, same old Jets. It'll come around. Give it a couple weeks. No, what if it doesn't? What if someone else loses their starting quarterback? What if someone else loses a key player? What if these teams that started off 2-0 or start off 2-1 end up losing some games? We don't know. But so far, so good. Back-to-back weeks, the Jets played the Titans with Will Levis at quarterback. And the Patriots with Jacoby.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We Brissett at quarterback, and they have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. They handle business. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I think I've got like 40 minutes left in this business that I do here on The Fan. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
This is Mac Dre. I was texting my boy, he's hilarious. Like, earlier I was talking about, like, I'm washed, I don't know where to go. My guy is at Palma Verde, and he's like, yo, come here, party ends at 9. I'm like, bro, I'm working. He's like, yeah, just get here by 9. I'm like, no, like, I'm live on air. My show is till 9. Like, there's no possible way for me to get there. He's like, yeah, there's an after party at 12, but, like, get here by 9 so you can meet the people. I'm like, second off, I'm a whole dad, and my baby is sick. And my wife is sitting at home. I'm going to go home first, but I'm probably not staying out till midnight. I got to be there for them. This is the things you go through as you get older, and I'm already a couple years older. My guy, I think I'm like 4 years older than him. People just, they don't understand until they get there. They don't understand until they get married, have a kid, and you just age out of certain things, you know? I'm aging out of going to Yankee Stadium as much as I would like. I mean, this homestand coming up, I'm in there. This homestand coming up, I think I'm going to 3 or 4 games at least in my plans. But that's why I want the Yankees to win the World Series ASAP so I can enjoy the parade and the parties and everything else before I'm 50 years old. And I'm like, oh, pushing my son out the door like, yeah, you go. Have a good time. Let me know if you need a ride. 888-808-1019. All the way down in the A, Atlanta, Georgia. Terrence is on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. Good to talk to you. I really like your takes and your passion on the Yankees. And I've been a longtime Yankees fan ever since 1977. I was a young kid and I saw Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs. I didn't even like baseball, but I became a baseball fan and a Yankee fan at that time. So
that'll do it. That'll do it for you.
That did it. But, you know, I want to ask you a couple things. Because, like, the host that took your place, because I love listening to your show, and you weren't on last night, and the host took your place. I was really down on the Yankees celebrating. And I said, hey, man, he's a Mets fan? Okay, no wonder. But he was like, man, they shouldn't have celebrated. They got drunk and all like that. I didn't think so. But the main thing is I wanted to ask, he was saying that he didn't figure Jason Dominguez was going to make the playoff roster. He was going to put Grisham and Berkley ahead
of him.
And I thought
I think Pat Boyle is a Cubs fan. But he certainly leans more Mets on the Fan. I did not hear that part of his show, but like let's clear all that up. Jason Dominguez is definitely making the postseason roster.
Okay, I feel good. Okay.
Let me double check the Yankees' new lineup since they had to scratch Juan Soto. I can only assume that it's not Trent Grisham joining the outfield, and it's going to be the Martian, Jason Dominguez. Let me take a look. Right. It is Trent Grisham. I stand corrected.
Oh, man.
Trent Grisham opportunity to play center field tonight. But what is up with Jason Dominguez? Anyway, the popping champagne thing. So last night I had the opportunity to sit with legends. And I wanted to ask Roy White, Greg Nettles, mm-hmm. Bucky Dent, and Goose Gossage about the popping champagne and how all these guys do this. But it was different when they played. They didn't have 5 opportunities to pop champagne, right? The playoff format was different. What I understand is these guys do it because it's just like a symbol of like, all right, it's a checkpoint, an accomplishment. The Mets didn't do it in 2022. And even the Dodgers, I saw last night, they just had like a modest little champagne toast. Well, listen, you're not guaranteed the World Series popping champagne, the ALCS, the DS, whatever. Everybody's different. And for these Yankees that missed the postseason last year, I think they deserved it.
Right.
And for these Yankees that now have this collection of guys that came together from The offseason, like Juan Soto and Verdugo joining the team. Also guys that are going to probably depart next year, like Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Clay Holmes, Alex Verdugo leaving the team. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. Juan Soto potentially leaving. I have no problem with those guys doing all of that. I hope they do it again this week. I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, if they sweep Oakland, fine, and they celebrate in Oakland, whatever. But I'd like to see them come home to the Bronx and get to do that in their own clubhouse again when they clinch the AL East. It's fine. It happens. Everybody does it. The Brewers did it. The Guardians did it. The Dodgers did it. And however you want to do it is up to you, right? If you want to act like you've been there or whatever, that's fine. But in this modern-day baseball, these guys are hoping to do it when they clinch the postseason, when they clinch the AL East, when they win in the DS, win in the CS, and win in the World Series.
Right. I like that. Hey, celebrate. And I appreciate it. I'm glad you had that take. And I appreciate you taking my call, man. And go Yankees for the rest of the way. I'm looking for that World Series. What would be the 28th or the 29th? I forgot.
We're still chasing 28. It'll be the 28th World Series. It'll be great. Terrence, thanks for the call. I cannot wait for this postseason run. I'm scared, but I cannot wait for the postseason run. Because it's like, man, those nights in the Bronx and then coming back here to be on the Fan, to take calls, to live in what happened with you guys, they're special. We didn't have it last year. It was short-lived in 2021.
And I feel like last year, you specifically knew that that team wasn't going to do much.
I got off the roller coaster July 17th.
Right. You were still rooting for them, but you knew deep down that it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Hell no.
This year, with this season and this team, there is a big path for them to at least get to the World Series this year.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the hook for everyone. I think most realistic and objective Yankee fans knew last season wasn't going to be it. This season, whether it's Soto, Judge.
There are some Yankee fans, man, and God bless them. They are eternally optimistic. Rose-colored glasses, glass not halfway full, the glass is always full. We're the New York Yankees, the 27-time champs. And I was taking calls last year like, do you not see that they're cooked? Then they lost 9 in a row, and that's when people started to be like, okay, there's no shot. But no, they definitely have a chance this year, and I don't mind them celebrating. And I don't mind other teams having modest celebrations, but I was saying a couple nights ago, man, I was so tired. I stayed up till 2 a.m. I watched every second of the Yankees postgame. I wanted to see all those guys partying, Jazz Chisholm going live, Soto doing the twist, Gleyber Torres going crazy. Good, enjoy it. You worked for it. It's a long season. But, like, did we not learn from the Mets who said, oh, our eyes are on clinching a division, then we'll celebrate? Then they didn't get that. So it's like, maybe you should have celebrated that first one. And I'll say this before we go back to the Jets calls. Having that party, feeling that, that drives you to get to the next celebration.
You want more champagne after that, right? I always say it's always weird for me that baseball really is the only sport that does the celebrations without having a championship. Hockey doesn't do it. The NBA guys don't do it. The NFL doesn't do it. It's just baseball. And why? It's because it's 6 months of grinding.
Budweiser's a big sponsor.
Right. Well,
nah, really, it's different in football. In football, they made fun of the Baltimore Ravens for having a dance party after they beat the Houston Texans. Right? The Chiefs looked at them like, what are you dancing for? You got to face us. We're the reigning champs. Like that didn't fare well. That aged terribly on social media. In the NBA, like, they're not popping bottles for, the Knicks getting out of the second round. That would look stupid. What are you celebrating? Job's not done. Is the job finished? No, the job's not finished. But in baseball, there's multiple jobs to finish. Just clinching, that's a job finished. That means you get a new season. And then in the new season, every time you advance, that's finishing a job. Go ahead. Have some champagne. 888-808-1019. I don't even know. I have three calls. I don't think I'm going to have that much time. So if you want to try and sneak in a call, try and sneak in a call. But the time is burning on me. Bobby is in Belmore. Bobby, you're on the Fan. Bobby! All right, B.O.B. is gone. So actually, 888-808-1019, that bought me back some time. Let's go to my guy, Steve in Rockland.
Oh, man, never mind them other guys. Did you see Canely shaking?
Yeah, Canely is another one. He's a party boy. Like, I wanted to see all those guys like that.
Dude, if he was a robot, he would have come apart moving like that.
You know what, Steve? Like, as much as we criticize these New York Yankees, as much as we tear these guys apart, they deserve to cut loose like that.
I'm rarely at this point am I concerned about stuff like that. In the meantime, I want to say something about Robert Saleh. And I am a Giant fan. And I said, let me say this about Aaron Rodgers, okay? I don't care. Really, when he talks about football, I'm listening, all right? When he's talking about the game and what he saw and all his reads and blah, 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 blah. Even though him and Garrett Wilson, they got to get together, man. They got to get together a little. I think
they're gonna, but you know
what? They're not harmonious yet.
Every team that they have faced has heard all the hype out of preseason about Garrett Wilson. They're putting their best corner on him.
They're shading, doing everything.
He's got safety help over the top, too. They are making sure their game plan is to stop Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. That is why you're seeing other guys get open, other guys shine.
And that running back, the guy with the zero, I mean, he is. He looks
Braylon
good.
Allen. I was on the Fan talking about him all preseason. I'm like, I wanted Jerry Jones and the Cowboys to draft him, but they traded their fourth-round pick for Trey Lance. I'm like, this kid is available in the fourth round. The Jets got him as soon as the Jets drafted him. On draft day, he was on my radar. I mean, he was on my radar at Wisconsin.
He's interesting. But, you know, I want to say this about Saleh. And, you know, last year, or for at least since he's been the coach, he was on the other station. You know, he came on every week to talk about the game. I never heard him say a bad word about anyone that he works with now or he worked with in the past. He sounds like, not only does he sound like a real good guy, it looks like he could go out and play if he had to, okay?
Yeah, he's going to run those steps. He's in shape. He's a good-looking guy. I'll say this. He learned, because if you remember, I think it was now three seasons ago, where he said he was taking receipts, and he was saying everybody that's doubting him, saying they're the same old Jets, saying they're not going to do anything, we're taking receipts. He learned from that. He learned that that's the wrong approach to take in this New York media space. That's the wrong approach to take in this media market, because we actually keep receipts.
Yeah, and that guy, maybe Jet fans wish he was a little bit meaner. Maybe that's the problem. Because since then, just like you said, there's been none of that stuff. Like, I think that he heard, you know, the feedback was not that positive. And there hasn't been any of that kind of talk out of him.
What do they say? You get more bees with honey than vinegar? He's not going to win being a hard ass. He's not going to win being a fake tough guy. We see through that, like Joe Judge. You know, how long did he last as the coach of the Giants trying to be this, like with the bravado? We see through it. Win games.
Yeah.
And you know what? Rob Saleh, I'm looking at the video now. I saw it last night. He is so happy to be the head coach of this team and it coming together and all that they went through. He stuttered over his words. He tripped over his words. He couldn't even say how happy he was to be a coach of the team. I got to listen to the audio. But, he was like, you know, I'm just so proud to be the coach of you guys. Like, he genuinely is happy to be in this position.
And I don't mind him showing, you know, that kind of kid-like exuberant, child-like exuberance on the sideline.
He's human, and it's not like he is Andy Reid. You know, it's not like he's been a head coach for a decade, two decades. He's still very new at this and feeling some things out. Thanks for the call, Steve. And being new at this, this is his first year having an actual quarterback, which takes a ton of pressure and a ton of weight off his shoulders, I'm sure. He is just like, thank God I made it. I could have been fired. I could have not gotten here. And now I'm on the same sideline with Aaron Rodgers, the great Aaron Rodgers, as my quarterback. He's living in it. I got no problems with Rob Saleh right now. I have been critical of him, saying, what does he bring to the table? He's not that great of a coach. What he brings to the table is, I think these guys do like him, respect him, and want to play for him. I think he is a leader of men. He might not be the greatest X and O's guys with the offense. Doesn't have to be. He leads the defense. He develops guys on defense, puts a good defense together, and I think he's learning how to be a head coach in this city. 888-808-1019. This is my last break. My last few minutes, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be back after this quick timeout.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
New England has no timeouts remaining, 23 seconds to play, and the Jets are going officially now to the AFC Championship game against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Coming up next, Yankees baseball. The last road trip, the last series on the road before the Yankees come back home. I cannot wait for this homestand. I hope to see you there. I think I'm definitely in there Wednesday for the bobblehead, Friday night, Saturday, those three games for sure. I might even go Tuesday, but we'll see. I just saw Hoff, BT, and Sal out at the Mets game, and I was telling Paulie, like, it's 8-2 Phillies. They laid it on. But I'm like, they are the Phillies. They still do have a really good lineup, and you could get the best of them one night, and they're looking for revenge the next night. That's baseball. That's how it goes. You're not going to just smoke them, but there's a lot of game left, and you never know. The make-it-happen Mets could come back and make it happen. We'll see. 8-2, bottom of the fifth, two outs here. But, yeah, there was like an Alec Bohm three-run homer, and after that I stopped really watching. I'm like, David Peterson out of the game. It's looking like the Phillies fought back after getting destroyed a bit last night. Taiwan Walker, aren't you glad he's not around anymore? 888-808-1019. Richie in Queens, how you doing? You're on the Fan.
Geez, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for getting me on the other night with Roy White, man. That was exhilarating. I love
yeah,
the guy.
I was with him last night, and there were so many people. Shout out to everybody listening. That was at, you know, the first annual New York Legends Gala, and so many people talked about the Roy White segment and how great that was. And I'm just happy that he was willing to do it. I'm glad that you called and other people called and asked him questions. It kind of just really became a legendary segment with a guy 80 years old that literally can talk about playing with Joe DiMaggio and playing for those great Yankee teams.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing with him too, he played a good left field. His arm was below average, but what he did have is he just knew how to play that left field position. It was always a sun field, especially the old Yankee Stadium. And he had a quick release, but he was just a solid baseball player and just a class act. So that, it was a pleasure talking to him. You know, with the Jets real quick, you took the words from me as far as Sala. And I've been on the radio and I've argued, can you win with Sala? You know, when you have a guy like Rodgers now, who pretty much dominates the offensive side, the mistakes are going to be limited. When you had a guy like Zach in there and you're worried about his plays, his play calling, controlling the clock and stuff like that, Salah at times would stumble. I think, like you said, defensively he's solid. I think he's got a good defensive coordinator. So I don't think the coaching is going to be an issue. And again, it works both ways, Keith. You know, the fact that, you know, Rodgers is really pertinent on what happens to that regime with Douglas and Salah and vice versa.
With Aaron Rodgers, they're not turning the ball over. They're not fumbling and they're not throwing interceptions. With Aaron Rodgers, they're putting drives together. It used to kill me watching Zach Wilson go three and out where he either gets sacked by no one or he's killing the play, throwing the ball into the ground. Yep. I'm like, what are you doing? Compete. Rodgers is competing. Yep. Rodgers is not giving up anything. Every play, he's trying to win. Every play, he's trying to advance. He's trying to score, get a first down, you know, find the open receiver. It is just day and night for Rob Saleh. That's why I can't be mad at him, man. I understand.
Yeah, and the thing with him, too, like, he'll run to the left and right, you know, say, how come Zach couldn't do that? Because he has the ability to run that way. He knows exactly what he's looking at. Plus, if you look downfield with him, he's looking left. He's looking right. He's not giving up where he's going to throw the ball. On the other side, I have issues with their defense, and I'll tell you why. I mean, they lost Huff. Reddick is not signed. Myers is not there. Mosley's not there. I'm really not a big fan of Sauce. I really don't. I just don't think he's a complete football player. I know he's a good cover guy. Just not a good tackle, and sometimes you need that. So I think their defense is going to take a little bit step back, but their offense will pick it up. So I think that they could have a top 10 defense and a top 10 offense. So, and with the Yankees, I was kind of surprised. Is it a big deal per se? I thought they'd be more professional about it. Like, hey, we got it. We're in the playoffs. We knew we would be. Let's move on to the next step. So I'm not going to get crazy about it, but I thought that they would handle that a little differently, especially with the veterans that they have on that team.
Oh, no, I knew. Thanks for the call, Richie. the Jets also lost Jermaine Johnson. They got to keep that defense healthy. I think they'll be all right. But, nah, I knew. I was waiting myself. I had a beer that night. I think C-Mac was on that night. He had champagne in here. They went 82-80 last year. They could not wait to pop that champagne and do the dance because they didn't have it the year before. It is part of baseball now. It's what these guys do. Coming up now, New York Yankees baseball from the Coliseum in Oakland, California, as the Yankees take on the Sacramento A's. Looking for a win without Juan Soto in the lineup. Trent Grisham, have a night. Everybody have a good night. Enjoy the weekend. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'm out of here. See you Monday, late.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.